we used to hang out there. So then we used to, shovel the rink, and then we were refereeing, and then we were playing hockey, and then looking for coaches for some of the younger kids. So I started to sort of get involved in that, and I was like 16, so I was coaching 14-year-old team, whatnot. And then, so I started to get creative, and we had some fundraisers. So I remember taking the sheets to school and getting the teacher, the electrical teacher. I was majoring in the electrical program at the time at Lakeview High School. And he kind of liked that. He liked that, that I was a little more responsible than some, and volunteer my time already. So actually, at the end of the day, he sort of took me under his wing and took me around to the grain elevators. He knew Mr. Young. We call him Snub Young. I'm not sure if he had lost a finger or something, but why they call him that nickname, but a nice gentleman. So he actually drove me down and introduced me to Mr. Young. And then Mr. Young basically took me around the waterfront, and then we applied at the various elevators. So, I mean, they must have been very good friends. He was heading to the millwright department. I was looking more for an electrical apprenticeship at the time. So in actual fact, my volunteer activity or my character, led to me, that connection, right? And I had no idea what a grain elevator was, and there I was. So anyhow, we ended up going around, and he kept me from the shovel houses. He said, we'll take you to the houses that don't, where you don't have to shovel grain, for starters. So I never did get a chance to shovel. Well, I saw the shoveling done, but I never actually got a chance to do it myself, which is unfortunate because it's really an experience in life that I would have liked to have had. In any case, I went down to the various elevators and put my name in, and lo and behold, said check back once in a while, which I did, and we never got a call for some period of time, and even though that was a pretty good connection, right, a formal introduction. So I kept going back, and I'd go back early in the morning, but what I didn't realize, when they said to go early to a shop, I thought that meant go at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'd get on my bicycle, drive from my mom and dad's house down to the various elevators where they had left applications at, and I'd get there, and the foreman hadn't arrived yet. The night shift foreman was usually gone, and then the day shift foreman hadn't arrived, and there was just the estimator there. So he'd ask me, what the heck are you doing here?
What's an estimator?
He had somebody that was sort of coming earlier in the morning and look at the grain stocks and identify what stocks were in the house and what, for shipping on later that particular day. But I always remember coming in probably, 6:30. It was like kind of cool, sort of foggish kind of morning. I don't know, you'd have to sort of see it to really be able to explain it properly. If somebody saw me come in, and he called me over from the cleaner deck. It was an older fellow, and he said, what are you doing here? I said, I've applied for a job. And he said, stay in school. Don't work here. He said, get an education. And I understood what he sort of meant. I understood better now than I did then. But, I was kind of naive. But in any case, never got called for some period of time. So I went back at the advice of probably my teacher, and I went back and talked to Mr. Young again. And then he drove me around to all the elevators again. So lo and behold, we showed up. And ironically, again, a strange twist is Mr. Lauren Richards was, I think, a supervisor at the time. And we used to call him foreman. And I come there and he says, hello, well, guess who this fellow was? This is the fellow who happened to be the coordinator at Brent Park for the program up there. So he recognized me. Of course, I knew him very well. And I guess he had some degree of respect, and he dug out my resume, and he said, your resume says you're 17 years old. He says, you can't work here till you're 18. So I said, well, what should I do? He said, I don't know, but he said, you can't work here till you're 18. So I took the application back, and I changed my birth date, and the next day I started at the elevator.
Which elevator was this?
Pool 4, Saskatchewan Wheat Pool 4.
Ah,